540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. This is the day former President Donald Trump has been putting off for months. Opening statements are about to begin in his criminal trial in New York.
Seven men and five women will decide if Trump falsified business records about an alleged hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. She's expected to testify, as is Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who says he paid the money to Daniels. Trump has said he also plans to take the stand in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
The trial's expected to last about 6 weeks. The New York Times says the first prosecution witness will be David Pecker. He's the former publisher of the National Enquirer. Prosecutors have said Pecker and the tabloid suppressed negative stories about Trump while at the same time searching for and publishing unflattering stories about his opponents. A busy week for the Supreme Court begins today, says CBS's Skyler Henry.
The justices will perhaps hear the most consequential case on homelessness in decades. They'll consider whether it's cruel and unusual punishment to fine or jail someone who is sleeping outside with no place to go.
A 66-year-old woman is scheduled to be in court today on charges of crashing her car into a building where a children's birthday party was being held Saturday. It happened in a town about 30 miles south of Detroit. CBS's Lana Zack says two children were killed.
First responders described the scene as chaotic with high levels of emotion.
It sounds like we have a four-year-old trapped underneath the vehicle. Unknown life status at this time.
A total of 15 people, including at least three children, were rushed to area hospitals by helicopter, ambulances, and private cars. Some with life-threatening injuries remain in critical condition.
We've learned about the death of the prominent former Associated Press reporter Terry Anderson.
You may remember him as one of America's longest-held hostages after he was kidnapped from a street in war-torn Lebanon back in 1985 and held for nearly 7 years. Terry Anderson died in Greenwood Lake, New York. He was 76 years old.
CBS's Jerika Duncan. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile off the North's east coast. Cher has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the induction ceremony in Cleveland in October. She'll be joined by fellow 2024 inductees Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and the Dave Matthews Band. Cher is the only artist to have a number one song in each of the past six decades. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good evening and welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media on a Saturday evening. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's just after 9 o'clock. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. And by Carbon 4 on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations, and their brewers are great there. Find them online at carbon4.com.
Jimmy, it's time for Live in the Lair. Butterbrick is a new band that formed 30 years ago in 1994 after the Falcon and the Rooster always wanted to jam in a power trio. And then the Hammer joined to wield them into shape. They all met at the Rooster's Open Jam at the Glass Nickel and just last year released their debut album. Formed from a fusion of El Donk and The Pinch, Butterbrick is stepping out to perform for us live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Falcon, Rooster, Hammer, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
And also, before we get into it, Rock, I just want to give these guys a shout out, especially you, Falcon. Last year at Atwood Fest, you guys played out a great set, but Falcon stuck around for the rest of the day and came back on Sunday to help backstage with backstage duties.
Wow. You know,
carrying stuff on and off the stage and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, we were so proud and happy to play. So
yep. E-Dub and I were very happy and thankful. Yep. It was a good time.
Anytime.
Now, that we have everyone confused on your background, please clarify a little for our listeners who are not familiar with Butterbrick. Tell us your band's backstory.
So as you previously mentioned, we all kind of met at the Glass Nickel Jam. And then from that, we formed the Pinch Band. What year did we form the Pinch Band?
12? We're getting a fact check.
2012, maybe? Or 11 or earlier?
07. Yeah, like 07. Okay. And then we played in the Pinch for a bunch of years. And then when that band disbanded, we formed Butterbrick at that point. And that was with, you know, the original drummer, bass player, and guitar. And it's been Butterbrick ever since. And
so you guys were all the Pinch.
We were all the Pinch.
And your singer had left.
Correct. Yeah, our singer had left, and then one of our other guitar players had left.
Who was the singer in the Pinch?
Ben T. Okay. Ben Tomlinson. Yep.
Right. Sure.
Yep.
What inspired you to get started with this power trio at the Rooster? With the Rooster.
Rooster and I, the Pinch was gone, and then we were kind of talking about, you know, we like playing together, and he's like, yeah, I always kind of wanted to do a power trio, and then I was like, yeah, I've kind of always wanted to do that too, because we've each played in other bands with different lineups, and power trios, it's like, if you play rock and roll in a power trio, it's like pure rock and roll experience. You have the bass, you have the guitar, you have the drums, you have your singing.
Yeah.
And
of people prefer a three piece over more. It's clean
and you're not fighting with the other guitarist over the volume or volume wars or things like that. And the other thing is too, is everyone has to play their part in a power trio. You can't have any slack at all. The bass player's got to be good. The drummer's got to be good. The guitar player's got to be good, or you're going to notice because they're so, you know, it's clean. It's stripped.
There's nothing to hide the mistakes, Rocker. And, Rocker, you're an iron plow. That's a three-piece.
Yep. We're a power trio.
You know exactly what I'm talking about then. Yeah. Everyone has to bring it.
Oh, yeah. What's the story behind the name Butterbrick? I mean, is this a band named after a stick of butter or what?
It's kind of like, I think what we said is it's hard like a brick, smooth like butter. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's the band's motto?
Yeah, because our music can be hard, but it's also can be very smooth and buttery and funky. So, yeah, it just felt like a good dichotomy.
Nice. Well, let's kick off live music in the lair with Butterbrick. Oh, where are you going? Come back. We're presented by the Aaron Weber Group, and the first song you have for us tonight is called The Searcher. Now, I think I saw that flick on Netflix. What's this song about?
This song is, it's literally a cry for help. You know, when people say, yeah, he was doing this, and it was a cry for help. But we are literally crying for help, saying, I need help. So that's kind of what this song is. It deals with demons, you know, overall. Yeah. So,
all right. Yes, it's Butterbrick live in the lair. They would love to entertain your comments and calls. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text right from the Civic Media app. Live in the lair. It's Butterbrick.
Help! offer. I don't think you love me no more. And I need help. I need help. Together we can help. Say every day is just a start, but every morning I'm broken apart. To get to the day I'm just playing a part, scraping by the coming war. You wanna know what the song is about? Something that I just can't say out loud. It's a painful thing to expound. It's gonna leave you flat on the ground. And I need help. I need help. Together we can help.
Very nice. It's Butterbrick live in the lair here on Max Inc. Civic Media, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That's one of those songs where, with the ending, I wasn't quite sure if there was another thing coming up or not. I didn't want to jump in there. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, call or text Butterbrick now.
Jimmy, let's get back to the lair here with Butterbrick. Matt Rooster. Bass, guitar, vocals. How did you get started playing music? I mean, what's your backstory?
Well, my dad gave me a...
Is that your parents' role?
Guitar and didn't have no bridge, but we put a couple matchbook covers in the end and I started to play and it went like...
It's like a show within a show. I like it.
So... So really, how did you get your start in music?
My dad, he like taught me how to play Smoke on the Water, man.
Smoke on the Water was your first turn. Was it on bass or did you play guitar? I noticed you play both.
Guitar. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're a natural guitarist. How many instruments do you play?
I play two of them okay.
So bass and guitar.
And many of them all right.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So, yeah. So now you've been in a few bands. I heard you saying you were playing in a couple bands I recognized.
Yeah.
Tell us a little of your backstory and your music scene prowess over the years. You said you've been in the scene since 1987.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like back then it was like the Booze Pig. I remember that band. And I don't know, we like somehow managed to play like 5 days a week and like make like $40. But
it's cumulative.
Yeah. That's where I started. And just like live music, like liking what you do, playing your own thing, just trying to play your own music. That's what I've always liked to do. I like being creative, but I like to be true to myself, and that's what we should all do.
This is I always like asking this question for someone. Have you been in the scene since 87? Have you
a bunch of bands, yeah.
What's your perspective on how the Madison scene has transformed over the years?
That's a hard thing.
Falcon's over there. Don't ask that question.
That's a hard thing. I mean, it's like...
Get on the dump button.
All I can say is, like, I feel there's been a change in, like, why people go out. So, like, when I was younger, people went out to see a band.
So you're talking about the fans getting out to shows here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what's different. It's like, I mean, like, so much good music is available at your fingertips at any minute. It's like, do you really want to like take time out of your day to go see somebody play something?
Right.
But it's better. It's always better that way. But
it seems like, you know, before the internet, people were more enthusiastic to go see shows in the venue. What about the music itself? How the evolution of the Madison music scene or even around Wisconsin or the Midwest?
That's good. Well, the level of musicianship in Madison has gone like world class, really, right?
Yes.
Like everybody here is like crazy good. It's like, holy cow, how can the world not see this? It's like,
exactly.
That's the evolution of it all.
It's because we live in this bubble here in Madison, right?
Yeah.
77 square miles of bliss.
And everybody wants to support everybody here. You know, one band wants to support that band and stuff. So who are some of your personal fan or bands right now in the scene around Madison you've all played with? Like, who are some of your personal favorites?
Well, we run a thing called the Shady Grove, and way back when, this band called the Flavor That Kills used to play there, and they're one of my favorite Madison bands for sure.
I love their song America Dream.
Yeah,
they're a great band.
Now, Matt Rooster, tell us about the open jam at the Glass Nickel in Madison. It sounds like it was a springboard for musicians to meet, and you ran that for some time?
Yeah, it was a musical, like, oddity. There are places in time where music happens kind of quasi-spontaneously.
Mm.
That's what it was. It was
That's
cool.
what it was?
Yeah.
Just people really coming together in that downstairs lounge, right?
They'd walk down there, and they'd be like, I want to play this. And like, no matter who was playing, you had to play that song. You know, you had to dig in and like figure it out. It's cool.
Wow. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us today, it's called Unblessed Child. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this next song is one of the new songs on our next album.
Yay! Short and sweet. All right.
A little cheap trick impersonation there.
Right. Falcon needs more headphones or something like that.
Okay.
So it's the Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. Live, it's Butterbrick. I think you have to unmute that. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, grateful child. No amount of love can make you smile. No sum of money is worth your while to buy the hand that feeds, that seems to be your style. Oh, grateful child, one shot by the waste of time. The obvious terror no one will deny. Neither logic nor sense be reconciled to criticize all the while. Oh, grateful child.
Brick live in the lair on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us right from the Civic Media app. Rocker Jim from Appleton, from listening on to WISS, called in, or actually texted in here. He said, I think he's referring to the first song you all played, The Searcher. The name of the song makes my mind jump right to The Who and Seeker. Butter Brick is awesome.
And then he says it isn't quite The Seeker, but it's better than that.
Right, right.
And just caught the end of that.
Thanks, thanks for listening, Jim, and thanks for the text. Appreciate you.
You know, the song we just heard, it's going to be on the next Butterbrick album. Will you record it your studio or home studio? Will you record it like in a regular studio or at home?
We for Butterbrick, we'll be recording it at Studio Earth with Jim Neuhauser. I like to do all. I've been doing all the My El Donk and the Butterbrick with Jim. Jim is great. He's one of those guys that'll put 600 hours into your project just because he wants it to sound good. I mean, that's what you want. Like, he's a perfectionist. Well, yeah, but that's what you want as your sound engineer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we paid him by the hour, we couldn't afford it. Put it down. So, because I know for a fact, he's like, well, I just took that down again, and then I did this and this and that. I'm just like, it's like the clock is like tick, 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 tick. Yeah, we contract that out, actually. So.
That's a good deal. It's good to have friends in high places.
Yeah, indeed. No, he is spectacular in the stuff he does. He's actually right currently now working on an Atmos mix. Right, so there's 5.1, right?
Right.
Now there's Atmos,
yep.
Which is 12.1. And he's working on it. He's like, yeah, I got a Butterbrick mix up now in the Atmos. I'm like, yeah, no one can play that. I mean, no, who has that? Who has 12 speakers in their living room?
Right. Yeah, that Atmos system is crazy.
But we love them anyway. Thanks,
So is there any, like, you know, timeline for this album? You're going to be recording in May, I heard, during the farm season.
We're going to have to dodge the farm season a little bit. But, yeah, definitely this summer we're working up the material now. We hope to get in there end of May, early June. So hopefully by the end of the year, fall-ish, something, we will have something out. So, yeah.
Do you think there might be vinyl? I know Jimmy wants to know.
Jamie has brought that up. Farmer Jamie, our drummer, has brought that up. I would have to look into it. I don't know who makes vinyl anymore.
Waxy Poodle here in Madison.
Right here in Madison. There's a print.
And I don't know, like, the amounts you'd have to, like, where's the cutoff for the
5,000 albums.
Okay.
Let's do it.
That's what he wants. I think you can do 100 or 200.
Yeah, that'd be the first day. That'd be 5,000 the first day for
everybody
us.
Everybody cringed right at the right time here.
Like, the band was like, what? 5,000?
Jimmy's lost his mind. 5,000 albums.
Boy, that's a lot of coffee. Yeah.
Move the units. Please. Move the units.
That's a lot of stuff in your basement.
You know, what does today's holiday, 420, mean to you? You're playing here on 420.
Yeah. I mean, we love it. It's all just urban myth, but you can't deny that, like, Madison on 420, it's a party. Like, I was trying to explain to my fiance today, she's working, but I'm like, look, like, next year you're taking off on 420 because there's all this stuff. There's reggae shows. There's this show. There's a show at the Wisco. There's stuff all over the city. Like, 420 is like a holiday in Madison. We all know why, right?
Ben Mazel,
because of Ben Mazel. This is actually Ben Mazel Day as well as Record Store Day.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. The mayor proclaimed Madison Ben Mazel Day for 420.
I love it. I totally agree. I knew him well, and yeah.
He's a good guy.
I played at his funeral.
He was a good guy, and he fought for our rights, basically.
First Amendment, Fourth Amendment.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember his Fourth Amendment shirt? They used to have the Fourth Amendment written on the shirt, so if you got pulled over, you would always know, right?
My favorite thing about Ben Mazel was when he ran for governor of Wisconsin, and his campaign slogan was "A man with nothing to hide," and the picture of him naked, profile.
That was from the Rainbow Festival.
That was awesome.
People remember the Rainbow Festival.
Yes,
Ben was big. He used to go to the Rainbow Festival every year for sure. That was one of his favorites. Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight is an instrumental piece from your debut album, Purslain, and it's called Voices. Are these the ones that are in my head?
Yeah, they're the voices that are in all of our heads, probably. This is an instrumental song, and I'd meant to write words for this song at some point, and we kept on playing it, and honestly, the guitar part's somewhat difficult. So, like, to be able to sing and play this guitar part, I don't know, you know. So at some point, we kept playing it, and I'm like, I really like the way it sounds. Yeah, it's not going to have any voices. So,
all right.
It's called Voices with No Vocals. Instrumental.
Love instrumentals. Wow. Butterbrick is live in the lair. Call or text 844-967-2789. Butterbrick on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. It's Butterbrick live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Stand by. We'll be right back. More live music from Butterbrick on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Rots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring has sprung. And if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight, live in the lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at MoveToMadison.com. Don't forget, Rob Roberts is coming up at 10 o'clock this afternoon or this evening.
Max Inc. After Hours. Max and Inc. then Max Inc. Americana.
At 4 a.m.
4 a.m. Get up.
Nothing ever happens
with
at
the farmers.
4 a.m.
Hey, let's give the drummer some. Jamie, the Hammer Durr, drummer, farmer, alternative oil driller. First, tell us your backstory. How did you get started playing music?
So, you know, kind of a high school band, being in a band in high school. I snuck off the farm and moved out to Colorado to the mountains when I was in my 20s. And luckily was the only guy out there. There's lots of drummers, but no one with a drum set. So when I went home one time, I brought my drum set back. So I played in a couple of bands in Summit County, Colorado, and then came back here and got fortunate enough to meet these guys.
How did you get started playing drums?
Grade school band.
Grade school band.
Yep.
Well, you know, I always ask people, what role did your parents play in your musical upbringing? Whether did they get started you into the instrument or maybe even just supported the whole way? How did they affect your musical career?
They were willing to actually, you know, be begged into buying me a drum set in seventh grade. Now I remember when I first got the kit that night, it was like a school dance, and I'm like, I don't even want to go. I want to set the drum set up.
Oh yeah.
So yes, nothing better than the shine and sparkle of a brand new drum set.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to a local store and buy it?
The Good and Loud when it was right here.
Yeah.
On Gorham when everything was stacked to the ceiling back in the day.
Oh wow, that's where I bought my cymbals too. That is like the classic Good and Loud music.
Yeah, for sure.
I was just wearing that shirt on John and Gordy show.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Hey, I want to know about your farming. Your farm is out in Columbus, right?
Yep. We're between Sun Prairie and Columbus. I do a lot of regenerative stuff. We're a conventional farm, but I do a local food product, Farm Fresh Canola Oil, which you can find at Willie Street and Metcalf's.
What's the name of it?
Farm Fresh Canola Oil.
Farm Fresh Canola Oil.
Cold press. So when he was saying drilling for oil, it's more like cold pressing for oil. So I squeezed the little cannolis.
Yeah, it's that's good for sauteing. You can get a good saute on that with the canola oil.
It's delicious. And now, it's full of omega-3.
You told me off air, one of the interesting facts I thought was that 1 acre of land will feed one grocery store for a year's worth of canola oil.
Oddly enough, that's about what it is. So I do about 9 stores with the Metcalfs and Willie Street and a couple others, and it's about 10 acres of canola production. And it breaks down to be about 1 acre, which is 35 bushels of canola, supplies one store for 1 year.
Amazing.
And it's not like I'm, you know, the huge seller, right? I'm a premium, so it's at that level.
Do you have livestock as well, or?
No animals on our farm. Animals. I have a dog and a cat, and that's plenty.
Dogs and cats don't count as
farm
animals.
I give up enough weekends in the summer that I don't want to give up my weekends all year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always wanted a cow, a baby cow. When they get older, you can have the cow back, but I like the baby cows.
I've got neighbors I can go look at them at.
Yes, Falcon, I like steak as well, but the baby cows are cool.
Oh, well, tell us about your alternative fuels.
So we make biodiesel on the farm from recycled cooking oil.
I knew you were an oil driller.
And have for a long, long time.
Your Volkswagen smells like French fries.
We have a group of us here in Madison that all work together, and every few weeks we meet up and make biodiesel stuff. And we joke around. We call it biodiesel practice, just like band practice. So sure. I have the biodiesel band as well as these guys in my band. But yeah, we make it from used cooking oil, and we all run old Volkswagens and Mercedes and old diesels. We should have a band name called Leftover Diesels.
So what do? Just take the fry oil and put it through a filter and, you know, throw it in your car or what?
So some of the oldest ones we can burn straight in if you modify the motor. The other ones, there's a biodiesel processor which thins the cooking oil by a process of making biodiesel, which is a transesterification.
Wow, and then you don't even have to change over your car?
No modifications to the motor. Now, anything newer than about 08, 010, like 15 years and newer, they get so complicated and so full of electronics, they don't like biodiesel as much as we stick with older stuff that's 15, 20, 25 years old.
Imagine that.
Yes, smells like French fries and doesn't cost as much. So,
oh, boy. What is the Shady Grove 8 Music Festival? I mean, I can't find information on it.
So it's our little thing, right? So if we don't play that many gigs, we're going to make one of our own every year. And we invite some friends out, and it's at the back of the farm. And I've got an old army generator that runs biodiesel. And every year we do it, and it's kind of...
So the stage is run by biodiesel?
It is. The whole thing's run by
French
biodiesel.
French fries and egg rolls on the stage.
Master Blaster. Master Blaster runs Bartertown. So when we shut down the generator, man, it goes dark back there. But no, it's one of our fun things that we do, get together with friends. It's like a band party for the bands.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Like, if you wanted to go to this crazy unknown festival, how would you find out how to go?
You'd probably need to know one of the bands that are playing there, because it's kind of like it's bands fighting the bands.
Only, yeah.
And you know what's funny? When you put together 6, 7, 8 bands or more, just the bands and their friends, that's a whole party, right? You don't even almost need anybody else. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's if you want to come to the party and you really, really want to go, get a hold of us.
How do the neighbors respond to that? Are they cool? Or
oddly enough, the way this is set back, it's back behind a hill where really we can blow off a cannon back there in the middle of the night and no one's really going to complain a whole lot. So, yeah, no, it's just...
No noise complaints.
Yeah, but it's a lucky little stash spot, the little Shady Grove.
It might be a little loud, but it's okay. It smells like French fries.
It does.
Well, how do we get a hold of you? Because you said we'll get a hold of you.
How
do you get a hold of Butterbrick?
How about this? Buy some canola oil, and then I'll take your call, and we'll talk about it.
Take a selfie of the canola oil.
Yep,
post it on socials.
And go to my because I don't do any social media except for Facebook for Farm Fresh canola oil. Contact me.
We'll ask one of the other guys in the band, and then maybe we'll divulge some information.
They might be easier avenues to get in, so you might want to talk to them.
You're a tough one. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Don't Mess With It. It's a funky tale of warnings from your Purslane album. Tell us about the song before you play.
So it's Matt the Rooster's song, but really the song is kind of about life throws you out a lot of tempting things that you could do that you probably shouldn't. It's about that.
We've all had that. And we've had a change of position. Falcon's on bass now, and Rooster is playing the guitar. So
yeah, that's right. They switched.
They switched on us here. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media with Butterbrick.
Hello, Wisconsinites and world people. We'll be right back.
first degree. Now I'm dealing not the casualties. Where I'm sitting, waist rope in, and I'm about to nudge another mother again. My deal curse, deal chance. See that you fat, not your body fat. Playing in traction, won't get much action. Oh, just sit, don't mess with it. Took my hand from where I stand. It's time to take control to all the land. Where's the blast master? Got the disaster. Break out the bubbly, cause I'm gonna drink faster. Look at tonight, it's a fight or flight. It's alright if you make it to the morning. It's just mellow, looking so mellow. Oh, just
I don't mess with this. I don't mess with it.
For me, nothing but this life is free. Going to castle, little castle. Nothing don't
gotta be
such a hassle. We're never here, I'm not here. I'm crazy. Here. Mess with this.
I don't mess with this. I don't mess with this.
Get down.
I don't mess with this.
Nice. Butter Brick live in Delaware here on Max Inc. Radio, 844-967-2789. Call or text us directly from a touch of a button inside the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app on your phone yet, what are you waiting for? Go to your favorite app store or find it at civicmedia.us. Now, this next question on the thing, I'm going to take it, Rocker, because I like cooking. I very much enjoy cooking. I guess there's cooking at rehearsals. For the butter, or when Butterbrick is rehearsing, you guys are cooking. So I want to know, who's the big cook here?
Well, the problem is, there's three big guys and three big cooks.
Yeah, too many big cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
So Rooster, what's your dish of choice? What's your specialty?
My famousality is chicken thighs.
Chicken thighs.
Butter.
Butterbrick chicken
thighs. Slow roasted. Slow roasted.
Butter. Garlic. Yeah.
Beer.
I could go on for a while, but it's like a bunch of that. Yeah. And then you're grilling.
Falcon, what about you? What are you chef of?
I'm kind of like the guy who brings, like, I'll bring a kielbasa for once in a while. Jamie grills a lot of pork. I'm like the guy that's going to bring like a lasagna. Like, I'm just going to be like, look, yo, I know it's been a while, you guys. I haven't thrown out. I'm like, I'm making the lasagna. We put it in the oven. We go.
So, lasagna is great.
And I make a mean one. So
yeah.
I love to grill some pork chops.
Yes.
I use the little Weber, like the little smoky, the small one.
Yeah, the smoky John.
That is my tool of choice for grilling pork chops. bam, moist and juicy.
Yeah. You know, I recently got a griddle. Have you guys tried the griddle? You guys got to have rehearsals with the griddle.
So many pork chops, so little time to cook them all.
Well, the nice thing about pork chops, you can get a nice sear on them. Use your canola oil.
I do. I like
it. Season them up, a little salt and pepper and some love.
And some roasted veggies. I love some roasted veggies.
There you go.
Wow. And that sounds really good. You guys got leftovers, doggy bags?
Not usually,
yeah.
It's all gone.
The wife or the kids get them. Yep.
Tell us about the Band on the Run project. What is the Band on the Run project? Some kind of Wings tribute band?
Oh, we're crazy innovators. All right, so here's the thing. The Band on the Run project is you get a flatbed trailer like he has, or a dumper trailer like he has, and then you set up the band in the trailer, and then you have a generator, and you just park it. And you just start playing. You just park it in a public place, and you just start playing until either the cops come or someone complains.
We hope to be a little more nimble. And we'll be out of there before the cops.
Wow.
We're going to be like three songs and down
like
the road.
Like three songs and then down the road. You know?
Can you be mobile? I mean, can you be driving down the road while playing? I mean, you need a driver,
I'll drive. We're looking for a sober driver. We're looking for someone who can stay sober to drive. Right.
We were looking for big parking lots. We're like coming to a boat landing near you.
I got the perfect driver for you, Marcus. Yeah. Marcus can drive.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
I know what could go wrong. You guys could go to Milwaukee this July when they're having a certain conservative convention there.
And drive to some protests.
That would be really cool.
We'll call it our We Love America 2.
We planted the seed right here on Maxine Radio.
Oh, I love
We're
that.
We're plugging back into politics. Tell us about the Madison Makes Music Guerrilla Show on August 17th. I mean, I know what...
Okay, so those two things might come together like...
It's the same.
We're literally talking about, since Madison Makes Music is a great cover, lots of bands playing outside, no one really knows what's going on. We're thinking that's the perfect day for Band on the Run, because we can play and no one will even be the wiser. Yes.
Well, that's June 21st.
Yeah.
We just got to figure out how to actually get the drum and everything like just bolted to the floor. We got to put a plywood floor in the trailer and bolt everything down.
Right.
Wow. I can't wait to see it.
That's going
to
be awesome.
Well, these safety harnesses to keep you all in place.
What could go wrong, Jimmy?
Maybe you should talk to Mauro Magellan. You know, he was in the back of the plane, in the back of that dump truck on MTV. Remember that? You know, I got a little change in my pocket, and he's back there jamming away.
Right.
How did that drum
that
set
cool.
stay in that, that? They were on a dirt road.
Right, yeah.
He knows the secret.
How do they squeal tires on a dirt road, too? I've never understood that. Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, that's a good question.
It's dirt.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Butterbrick, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it is called No Questions. Is this a reggae power ballad?
Everybody walked away from the microphone. Let's just play
the
song.
I guess this is a reggae power ballad, Jimmy.
It's a reggae
power ballad. I'll speak for the band.
Thank you, Rocker. Appreciate that. It's Max Inc. live in the lair. It's Butterbrick on Civic Media. Thank you.
all. The world's become so small. Whatever happened to everything? When did I get to crawl? Waiting for the call. You may find you whistling in the wind. And in time, you'll do it all again. You will find it everywhere you go. No question, it's everywhere.
It's Butter, 420.
It's Butter Brick live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. Gentlemen, I don't think we have time for another song. We only got a couple of minutes here. So why don't you all come up to these microphones here and we'll just get a couple more questions from you. First of all, Falcon, where and when is the next time people can see Butter Brick?
Well, it would be Tuesday night at Jamie's house because that's when we're going to practice next.
Tuesday night at the farm.
What's on the menu for that night?
Pork chops.
Pork chops.
Of course.
We don't have too much booked for this summer because we're going to be in the studio making an album. However, we are playing in Park Falls, Wisconsin. One of the stations is up there.
At the Big Dipper.
At the Big Dipper. Thor and the Big Dipper at the Buzz. That's right.
Coolest place off of Highway 70.
It's just an old little cabin. It's going to be so much fun. And that. And then, of course, catch us on the Band on the Run on Madison Makes Music. It's June 21.
And also,
we'll be around. Check a boat landing or a parking lot.
Streaming applications like,
Spotify, Bandcamp,
yep. Out there.
Yep. Well, for the new album, are you hoping to have a single out soon? Is there going to be do you have a planned release date?
Single is the Unblessed Child from this program.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not a release date. We like to have it done by the fall, but we're not quite sure.
So we can't hammer you down or anything there.
No. But as soon as we get something to play, we'll give it to you for sure.
These people practice on a farm, Jimmy. You're not going to get anything out of them.
Release is something you can't really plan.
Right. It just happens magically. It grows from the ground.
You hope so.
On the last album, we had a COVID in the middle, so it was how do you know?
Yep. Butterbrick, you guys are awesome. Thank you for your time tonight. Thank you for the music.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man. Yeah.
Thank you for playing live in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Ben Mazel.
So coming up, Rob Roberts with After Hours. Looking forward to that. 10 to midnight here on Max Inc. Radio. And then don't forget Max Inc. Americana.
Yeah.
This morning at 4 o'clock, or I guess tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. It's going to be a great show, man. Tune in. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock for Max Inc. Sunday night. Including the Max Inc. Top 10 Rocker.
That's going to be awesome, Jimmy. And then Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m. to midnight. It's still rocking and rolling. And then, of course, Max Inc. Americana again, 4 to 6 before John and Gordy coming up Monday morning.
Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Saturday night, everybody. Rob Roberts is up next. We are local music.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. Heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement?
a class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jenny, manager.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.